A good crowd of about 1,300 people attended the USDA Department of Justice workshop last Friday in Colorado concerning the competition in the livestock industry. Folks on both sides of the issue made comments, including representatives with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and National Pork Producers Council, who voiced their opposition to the GPSA rule. Both beef and pork producers representing more than 20 states attended, with one of those being Jim Hanley with the Florida Cattlemen's Association.
Frankly, I don't think the answer to some of the challenges the industry faced with is for more government intervention into our business. But the proposed rule is somewhat vague, and that vagueness has led to a tremendous amount of questions and unrest. And unless it is clarified, we certainly do not support it. It appears to be the mother lode, if you will, for trial lawyers to inject themselves into cattle transactions.
The event looked at the role for antitrust and regulatory enforcement in American agriculture and allowed public comments, but Hanley said there are a lot of people who do not want to see more government intervention and regulations into their individual business dealings.
Cattle operators have been able to buy and sell cattle without the government's involvement. We certainly don't want fraud or anybody to be cheated on cattle transactions, and we've certainly support full implementation of the Packers and Stockyards Act, but the proposed rule as it's written, to me, is not very favorable.
In prepared remarks, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said given the consolidation that has taken place in the livestock industry over the past decades, it is critical to ensure a fair market still exists to give all players an honest chance at success. Overall, Hanley said there are still a lot of questions about this proposed rule and thus encourages producers to take part in the comment period, which runs until November 22nd. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.